AI briefing for June 20th, 2026. First up, a seismic talent move in the AI world. John Jumper, the Nobel Prize-winning lead of the AlphaFold team, is leaving Google DeepMind after nearly 9 years to join Anthropic. This is huge. Jumper led the team that solved protein folding, one of the biggest scientific breakthroughs in a generation, and won the Nobel Prize for it. His departure to join Anthropic, which has also recently brought in Andre Karpathy, shows Anthropic is building a serious frontier research operation. DeepMind losing Jumper is a major blow.
Next,
Norway is imposing some of the strictest AI regulations for schools we've seen. Starting in August, students aged 6 to 13 will be banned from using AI entirely. Kids 14 to 16 can use it cautiously under teacher supervision. And only students 17 to 19 will learn to use AI properly to prepare for higher education and work. Norway says the goal is to protect child development while ensuring older students don't fall behind. Expect this to spark debate everywhere.
Over at xAI, they've launched a new model focused on physical world understanding. This has big implications for robotics and real-world AI applications. It's a bet that AI hasn't just learned to think, but needs to learn how the physical world actually works.
Meta signed a massive 1.6 gigawatt data center deal with Crusoe Energy. That's enough to power a small city and shows just how insatiable the demand for AI compute has become.
And SK Hynix is shipping samples of HBM4E memory, the next generation of high-bandwidth memory critical for AI chips. It's becoming clear that whoever controls the memory and compute pipeline controls the AI race.
NVIDIA's Blackwell architecture is dominating the latest ML perf benchmarks, cementing their lead in AI hardware. And there are reports that OpenAI is preparing GPT 5.6 and GPT 5.6 Pro variants. So the model release race isn't slowing down.
That's your main briefing for June 20th. Stick around for episode 2, where we dive into local AI models, self-hostable tools, and the automation landscape.